Hey friends, welcome back to this week's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. I'm your non-diet dietitian, trainer, and host Katie, and this is episode 327. Have you ever quit a diet? Well, if you're like me, you've probably quit about a dozen, if not 100, maybe plus. You've definitely quit a diet. Have you ever quit other things in your life? This came up for me recently when I set out to go for a run. In my mind, I said I was going to do a certain mileage. Nothing outside the norm, nothing I'm not used to, something that I knew was definitely capable. It was actually more on the conservative side, given the time that I had. And what I found when I went out and started running is I would run. And then once things started to get uncomfortable, even though I physically could do it, I stopped and I wanted to walk. And then I would talk myself up and I'd start running again. And then I'd stop and then I'd walk. And it got me to just start thinking, why am I quitting so easily? Why am I stopping? Why am I all of a sudden getting so unmotivated? What's going on? And it led me down this rabbit hole. And when I say rabbit hole, boy, did we spiral in a good way. Why is it so hard for us as humans to finish things? Why is it so hard to follow through in general? And why is it hard to just finish the hard things or things we even want to do, right? It's not even motivation. It's like, I want to do this thing, but why can't I finish? Why can't I follow through with the parameters that I said I was going to? In today's episode, I'm going to break down 5 of the top reasons why we quit and give you some tips about what to do with it. Because if you're anything like me and you've are in this season where you just can't finish things, it's really frustrating. It's really overwhelming. And I want you to know that there may be a way that you can stay motivated. You can keep going, even in those moments, maybe you've had multiple moments where you've quit. Just a reminder, if you are anywhere really on your non-diet journey, I invite you to join our weekly newsletter. Just go to katiehake.com/newsletter. We'll put a link in the show notes as well. But every single week, I send out a recipe, a little mantra, a tip, just something small and bite-sized that you can take into your week. Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, a podcast about all things nutrition, fitness, and life in your 20s and 30s, all from a non-diet lens. I'm your host, Katie Hake, and I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist and certified personal trainer. Join me here every week as I talk with interesting people and experts from all walks of life about their relationship with food and their bodies. I'll also share my experience working with clients in my private practice to help women find food freedom and body confidence. I'm on a mission to help you stop quantifying and start living. Learn to stop measuring your success by the scale and find your fears. The definition of quit is to leave a place, usually permanent. The definition of a quitter is a person who gives up easily or does not have the courage or determination to finish a task. When I tell you that hit me like a ton of bricks, ugh. When we quit, we leave a place, usually permanent. Now that piece, we're going to dive into that a little more. But a quitter, to be defined as someone who quits, by definition, it's someone who does not have the courage or determination to finish a task. So why do we quit? While I was researching this, there were really 5 things that came up as to why most people quit. And this can be when we're talking about diets, this can be when we're talking about exercise, this can be, you know, small scale, like in a moment, in a task, but also on a bigger scale, kind of, zooming it out on an overall theme. And what got my brain really going about this is when you've lived in the diet mentality for a long time, you've struggled with a lot of black and white, binary, this and that thinking. And then you go through the intuitive eating, the non-diet journey, you start to learn to live in the gray, right? And it can get tricky. It can get maybe even confusing when you come into situations in your life that you recognize that binary thinking, you recognize the black and white, and you're trying to live in the gray, but it still feels messy. It feels hard to actually implement. And so that's really one of the first reasons why we quit, is because there's too many options. There's too many options. Our brains just go haywire with trying to make a decision that instead of picking one, our brain is bouncing back between this and that and this and that. And so if we relate this back to the diet mentality or your dieting days, if you have felt like a failure because you can't stick to one thing, it's likely because you've had so many options and you're bouncing back and forth trying to find the quote unquote right thing, but something just keeps coming up and distracting you because of all the options available. It's too overwhelming. It's too much for our brain to handle. The second reason why we quit is because we're disconnected. We're not clear on the why. And again, going back to, we'll relate it back to nutrition. Let's say you've started to embrace intuitive eating, but you feel like you're quitting or you're not following through the principles. It may be because you're not even really sure why you're doing this. And so maybe taking time to figure out why do I want to pursue blank in the first place? What's the purpose? Because when we don't have a why, we don't have the clarity. And the clarity is what gives us confidence to take the step. And we'll come back to that as well. The third reason why we quit is because of fear. And it can be fear from a lot of different things. It could be fear of failure, fear of success, fear of judgment. In the Journal of Consumer Psychology, scientists from the University of Winnipeg and the University of Manitoba, they say that our motivation changes as we move toward a goal. And I thought that was so interesting because when we start something, we come up with this goal, we're really inspired by hope, by positive outcomes, our belief, our faith, and our belief that we are going to accomplish that goal. Otherwise, we wouldn't have set it in the first place. That's how it feels in the beginning. But as we continue, we then start to focus on the responsibilities and what it actually takes to accomplish said goal. And along with that often comes that fear of negative outcomes. And the fear, it's often the fear itself that halts our progress or makes us want to quit. The fourth reason why we quit is on the flip side of number one, there's maybe two options or maybe there's not enough options. It's too black and white. It's not sustainable. It's, you know, I have to eat vegetables and a protein at lunch and that is it. And when there's, you know, not options, let's say you're traveling with people and whatever happened, it's 9 o'clock, everything's closed, there's only one place open for you to eat and all there is fast food, like that's all you can choose. And if there's not enough options, if it's not sustainable, that can be a reason to quit. That can be a reason for you to just throw in the towel and say enough. Which leads to the fifth reason why we quit, which is we don't trust ourselves. Ugh. And I thought about this one a lot. And I think this one is so true in so many reasons. We don't trust ourselves to follow through. I think the lack of trust is often connected to that fear of failure or that fear of whatever it is. And I think that takes really some introspective work to figure out, like, what am I actually afraid of? Especially if you consider yourself a fearless person, somebody who just goes for things and accomplishes, but there's a reason why we stop. So what do we do? What do we do? And I want to share this with you because these are some things that I'm committing to really figure out, why is it that we quit? Because it doesn't feel good when we quit. But I think there's a lot that we can learn from it. There's a lot that you can learn from your experience because that's what we do as intuitive eaters is we are resilient. We are persistent and we know that the goal, whatever the goal is, whether it's health related or not, the goal is important to us and we believe it. And so I just want to encourage you today to shift your perspective so that you can keep going, because this isn't a diet. This isn't a start stop. This is your life. And motivation is often the result of an action rather than the cause of it. So how do we take more action? Because the action itself is what's going to keep us motivated. So I want to encourage you, as I do with many of, you know, the topics that we talk about here, is to do a brain dump, do a journal, try to understand, number one, what it is that you're quitting. Is it physically? Is it mentally? Like, just marinate on it and try to understand and figure out the dots for you. For me, I am actually going to commit to journaling every day, as many days as I can in a row, right? Again, options, black and white. If I don't journal one day because I forget or life gets crazy, whatever, I'm just going to start the next day. I'm going to start again. But that's where I'm going to start. And I encourage that for you too. There's so much power in taking pen to paper and just giving space for your thoughts, putting your thoughts in front of you so then you can understand them for yourself. So that's number one. The second thing you can do when you find yourself quitting is to experiment with new methods or scenarios or schedules. So for example, let's use fitness as an example. If you find yourself quitting, like me on my run, try switching up where you run. Try switching up the playlist that you listen to, or try switching up the podcast, right? If you go out for a run and you find yourself, you keep stopping because maybe you keep changing your playlist, right? Going back to that too many options, or you keep changing the podcast episode. Maybe instead you minimize those options. You say, okay, when I go for a run, I'm going to listen to this audiobook. Side note, when it comes to running, for me, I do so much better when I can listen to something longer, like a story type of podcast, something that just my brain can get immersed in and you can zone out and just you keep going. You find kind of that rhythm, but that's just me, side note. But maybe let's say the situation is just fitness in general and you struggle with finding routine and you're stopping and starting. Try a new schedule. Maybe it's mornings. Maybe it's you keep trying to be a morning person. You want to be a morning person, but maybe in this season of life, you actually need to be a lunchtime person. And instead of a full 60 minutes, maybe you need to be 45 minutes. Like, experiment with whatever it is, be firm about your goals, but be flexible about your approach. And you may find that you're then able to take that action more consistently. The next thing to do if you find yourself quitting is to stop comparing. Stop comparing. So hard to do. But I think this ultimately, a lot of times for many people, especially a lot of the clients that I work with, is it all goes back to self-care. We find ourselves in the comparison trap when we are feeling insecure or not good about something in our own situation. So do a little quick self-check, self-care, self-check. Are you taking care of yourself? Are you nourishing yourself? Are you getting the basics that you need? Maybe you're not looking at them as self-care. Maybe you're looking at them as luxuries. But when we take care of ourselves, we have that greater bandwidth to then focus on us and focus on what we need and not get stuck in the comparison trap. And the last, and I think probably the most important tip, the most important thing to do when you find yourself quitting is to just make a decision and move. Decide what you're going to do and take the next step. Take the next baby step. I was listening to a podcast actually yesterday, and I thought it was really powerful to just, like, we get so caught up in these big goals and what they're going to be and reading into them, that when you find yourself quitting, it's like, just take the next step. You know, if as long as you keep taking steps, maybe they're baby steps, but you just take a little baby step every day, ultimately, because of that consistency, you're going to get to where you need to be. That's going to get you where you need to be much faster than you know, quitting and then stopping and taking a long time. If you just keep taking a little step, it doesn't feel like much, right? Maybe it feels like quitting, but if you just keep going, I guarantee you're going to find that momentum and you're going to get to where you need to be. I want to share with you just two excerpts from an article that I was reading in this research. And the first one is, it said, just because you do quit, even 100 times in a row, the experiences you have up until the various points at which you do are the very things that develop the resilience you need to win in the end. What if you need to fail 100 times to gain the ability to succeed on the 101st? I just thought that was so powerful. The next one I want to share with you is you must constantly remind yourself that having tried at all has increased your chances of ignoring the voices in your head urging you to quit the next time. Always remember, the key to victory is strength, and the key to developing strength is trying again, no matter what the reason you failed before. So I don't know when this podcast became like a motivational inspiration, Tony Robbins, like rah-rah, but I just want to share with you what's on my heart today because just it's so important. Just keep going. And I don't know what it is to you, and I don't know if I gave enough great examples on this podcast about like those scenarios of quitting, but I just know that you're listening. And if you've listened this far, you know what that thing is for you. Like, I don't need to tell you, you are the expert of your own body, of your own life. You know what that thing is. And I just want to leave you again with that encouragement to take action, do the thing, make a decision, and move. Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe or follow wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.